Blog Talk Radio.
To culture, it changed my attitude towards what was possible. And I think I learned to go against the system a little bit.
Punk proved to people, and it is now ingrained in people, that what they thought was impossible is not impossible.
You didn't have to wait to start doing something. If you wanted to do it, you could try doing it.
Punk rock gave me a platform to put a band together and do it my way. And that was good for an 18-year-old kid.
Kids are still wanting the same thing as they wanted back then, something to express what they're feeling.
They get all this information from MTV and VH1, and that's their history of rock, and they find out that, like, well, it's like everything else. It's like school. You're not really getting the full story.
They were introduced to it as a package. They, you know, the business turned it into a commodity, if you will.
There's a lot of manufactured anger nowadays, if you ask me.
When you can make a dollar off it, it gets uploaded into the cultural lexicon. The slang becomes your normal patois of the day. You know, grunge becomes, you know, mom knows grunge now. As soon as mom knows how to say grunge, gotta go.
Back then, it was very much considered an anti-establishment, and it seems like today, most of the bands that do form want to be part of the establishment.
What they pay you for now is being stupid and making people stupider.
It's easy for a young person to say fuck you. I'm 43, I'm still saying fuck you. I'm still like pissed at something. You know, whatever you got, I'm mad at it. Where's the political awakening?
At this point and on the planet, it seems like 80% of the people are fucking asleep, you know?
Don't ask me why the cataclysmic state of the environment hasn't galvanize and, you know, mobilize people into doing something.
The more severe the political landscape becomes, the more repressive, the more valuable that the imagination becomes.
It's possible that music is not really the expression of it now as far as relating to world, what's happening in the world.
People doing visual arts, people doing literature, it's people doing film.
You know, Michael Moore making that movie against Bush is really punk.
Punk definitely had a major influence in the eruption of militant anti-corporate activism that first came to light over here in the Seattle protests.
The actual whole internet is a very punk idea.
Because of the internet, the record companies are losing their power to be kingmakers.
You can go make your own records, you can go put them out yourself, you can build your own little websites, you can do all these things by yourself.
Fuck you to corporations. Fuck you to branding everything, and fuck you to corporations having dictatorial control over society and government.
Being able to look people in the eye and say, fuck you, I don't care what you think, I'm doing what I want to do. To have that to hold on to is really important to move forward.
And that's the whole idea, it's to take the spirit and the inspiration and do your own thing with it.
All you need is one guy or girl to stand up and say, fuck this. And everyone goes, voice of a generation, thank you. I've been thinking that. I never had the guts to stand up and say it.
You only need 5% or less to, like, embrace ideas and change it. You know, change the way people think all over again.
It becomes a lineage. These people find each other and this timeline grows.
This is a public service announcement. With guitar! Know your rights! Oh, three of them! Number one, you have the right not to be killed. Murder is a crime! Listen to the sun!
That's The Clash with Know Your Rights from the album called Combat Rock. Came out in 1983, which seems like yesterday sometimes. Such an amazing album. They toured with The Who. Think around that album. I think in 1982. They played in Philly. It's a veteran stadium. I think it was The Who, Santana, and The Clash, if I'm not mistaken. But just inexplicable punk rock colliding with mainstream and popular culture. This is McGee. You're listening to McGee's Back Room, part of the Fightin' Words Radio Network. Thanks to Frank and the dudes at Fightin' Words Radio Network for giving me a place to hang out and play music and listen in to tunes with you and share them with you. Gonna listen to a couple songs that are cover songs, if all goes well, on the back end, in the back room. This first one is a cover of a band that goes by the name The Arcade Fire. The artist is Mr. Little Jeans. It's a cover of the title track from the album called The Suburbs by Arcade Fire. This is Mr. Little Jeans.
By the time the first bombs fell, we were the middle of a cold, dark night, when everything's a little clearer in the light of day. And we know the night is always gonna be here anyway.
Make
That's Paul McCartney and Wings. Don't ever underestimate Wings, the power of Wings. The awesome band that was formed after the Beatles, led by Paul McCartney, formerly of the Beatles. Wings, that comes from Band on the Run, the McCartney Archive edition, a bonus track, a live rendition there. Thanks for listening to McGee's Back Room. Before that, we heard a couple punk rock tunes. The Circle Jerks weighing in with their medley, Golden Shower of Hits, from the album of the same name. Cool album cover. Love the cover of that, the gold record in the urinal, and just the inappropriate band name and inappropriate album title. Just an irreverent rocking. That was probably like the last of their like truly great fierce records. Before that, Negative Approach with a cover of the Sham 69 song Borstal Breakout. McGee's Back Room is what you're listening to. This is McGee. I'm sitting in the back room looking at stacks and stacks of records. And then if I look over to my right, I see more records. It's where the stereo is. And then I'm looking at the turntable, the new IKEA shelf that the turntable sits on. And there's a place to lay down, and it's where I lay down and listen to all these records. And right now I get to play some of them and share with you some of the music that inspires me. Music is just such an amazing thing. I never, ever get sick of listening to music. And there's just, with the internet, there's such an infinite number of sounds and combinations and things with computers now, new ways that you can make music and share music, and it's remix music. What else do you need? You have an internet connection, a turntable, some records, you're good to go. This is New York Dolls with a song from the second record called Too Much Too Soon, one of my favorite album titles of all time. Too Much Too Soon sums up so many things in life and so many things that happen with great bands and so many things that happen with great opportunities. It's just too much too soon. This is Puss in Boots.
And now you're walking just like you can put tall. Go ahead. We'll be right back.
there's a reason. There's a reason. There's a reason for this. There's a reason education sucks, and it's the same reason that it will never, ever, ever be fixed. It's never going to get any better. Don't look for it. Be happy with what you got. Because the owners of this country don't want that. I'm talking about the real owners now. The big, the wealthy, the real owners, the big wealthy business interests that control things and make all the important decisions. Forget the politicians. They're irrelevant. The politicians are put there to give you the idea that you have freedom of choice. You don't. You have no choice. You have owners. They own you. They own everything. They own all the important land. They own and control the corporations. They've long since bought and paid for the Senate, the Congress, the state houses, the city halls. They got the judges in their back pockets. And they own all the big media news, all the big media companies, so they control just about all of the news and information you get to hear. They got you by the balls. They spend billions of dollars every year lobbying to get what they want. Well, we know what they want. They want more for themselves and less for everybody else. But I'll tell you what they don't want. They don't want a population of citizens capable of critical thinking. They don't want well-informed, well-educated people capable of critical thinking. They're not interested in that. That doesn't help them. That's against their interest. That's right. You know something? They don't want people who are smart enough to sit around the kitchen table to figure out how badly they're getting fucked by a system that threw them overboard 30 fucking years ago. They don't want that. You know what they want? They want obedient workers. Obedient workers. People who are just smart enough to run the machines and do the paperwork and just dumb enough to passively accept all these increasingly shittier jobs with the lower pay, the longer hours, the reduced benefits, the end of overtime, and the vanishing pension that disappears the minute you go to collect it. And now they're coming for your Social Security money. They want your fucking retirement money. They want it back. So they can give it to their criminal friends on Wall Street. And you know something? They'll get it. They'll get it all from you sooner or later because they own this fucking place. It's a big club, and you ain't in it. You and I are not in the big club. And by the way, it's the same big club they use to beat you over the head with all day long when they tell you what to believe. All day long, beating you over the head in their media, telling you what to believe, what to think, and what to buy. The table is tilted, folks. The game is rigged. And nobody seems to notice. Nobody seems to care. Good, honest, hardworking people, white collar, blue collar, doesn't matter what color shirt you have on. Good, honest, hardworking people continue. These are people of modest means. Continue to elect these rich cocksuckers who don't give a fuck about them. They don't give a fuck about you. They don't give a fuck about you. They don't care about you at all. At all. At all. Man. You know?
Thank you. And so now I'd like to say, people can change anything they want to. And that means everything in the world. People are running about following their little tracks. I am one of them. But we've all got to stop just following our own little mouse trail. People can do anything. This is something that I'm beginning to learn. People are out there doing bad things to each other. It's because they've been dehumanized. It's time to take the humanity back into the center of the ring and follow that for a time. Greed, it ain't going anywhere. They should have that in a big billboard across Times Square. Without people, you're nothing. That's my spiel.
They dock it and how can I pocket? Taking liberties not taken easily. Just like getting company, it's all in the delivery. So how you doing, baby? Ooh.
Open up the jar and let the fireflies fly away. Open up the jar and let the fireflies fly away. Open up the jar and let the fireflies fly away. Open up the jar and let the fireflies fly away. Hey, hey, hey.
break my heart, I'll go. But I'll be back again. 'Cause I told you once before goodbye, but I came back again. I love you so, oh, I'm the one who wants you. Yes, I'm the one who wants you. Oh, 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 you could find better things to do than to break my heart again. This time I will try to show that I'm not trying to pretend. I thought that you would realize that if I ran away from you, that you would want me to, that I got a big surprise. Oh, 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 oh. Find better things to do than to break my heart again. This time I will try to show that I'm not trying to pretend. I wanna go, but I hate to leave you. You know I hate to leave you. Oh, 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 you. If you break my heart, I'll go, but I'll be back again.
Thank you. The world is like a ride at an amusement park, and when you choose to go on it, you think it's real, because that's how powerful our minds are. And the ride goes up and down and round. It has thrills and chills, and it's very brightly colored, and it's very loud, and it's fun for a while. Some people have been on the ride for a long time, and they begin to question, is this real, or is this just a ride? And other people have remembered, and they come back to us, and they say, hey, don't worry, don't be afraid, ever, because this is just a ride, and we kill those people.
Shut him up. We have a lot invested in this ride. Shut him up. Look at my furrows of worry. Look at my big bank account and my family. This has to be real.
It's just a ride. But we always kill those good guys who try and tell us that. You ever notice that? And let the demons run amok? But it doesn't matter because it's just a ride. And we can change it anytime we want. It's only a choice. No effort, no work, no job, no savings of money. A choice right now between fear and love. The eyes of fear want you to put bigger locks on your door, buy guns, close yourself off. The eyes of love instead see all of us as one. Here's what we can do to change the world right now to a better ride. Take all that money we spend on weapons and defense each year and instead spend it feeding, clothing, and educating the poor of the world, which it would many times over, not one human being excluded, and we can explore space together, both inner and outer, forever in peace. Thank you very much. You've been great. I hope you enjoyed it. London, you're fantastic. Thank you.
All the things we achieve. I take the fall.
I live on a street where there are many, many cars and trucks and factories that pump and bang and grind all night and day. It is a miracle that I can write poetry or sleep or talk on the telephone or that my lover will visit me here. There is so much noise. Every few minutes a jet comes in low or a prop job swings down like a kamikaze. There is an airport at the end of my street. The New Age people say that you choose all these things. Choose the cars and trucks and airplanes, me and all of my neighbors. Well, maybe this is true. Maybe we can't live without all this goddamn noise. Maybe I need the noise to write poems, make love, and eat. I'm going to hang a sign out my window that says, "More noise, please," or "Thank you for making noise." Maybe we are the kind of people who need to have what we don't want just to get along, to do the basic things. Myself, I could not sleep last night, and I could not close the window either. I tried to tear the window out of its frame and put it in a closed position, banging and ripping with the hammer and a screwdriver, standing on the window ledge in my socks, three stories up. But the window wouldn't come out, and the factory was screaming, and the trucks were rumbling, and the whole world was praying for silence, and it was up to me to shut the window, and I couldn't get it down. I was just making more noise. A jet went by and all the people waved. "Thanks," I yelled, as the shift changed without a lull in production at the big plant across the street. The workers lined up at the bus stop watching me with my hammer in the window. I put sponge stoppers in my ears, but I can't stand those things for more than a few minutes. Finally, I put my head between two pillows. Is the same every night. I love it. I need it. Without you, I could not live. I would not have written this poem, I yell, the window dangling half on, half off.
I'll start this off without
Thanks for listening to McGee's Back Room, and thank you for being you.